Hello, welcome back, the Complete PT Podcast, back after about 6 to 8 weeks, and I really hope you enjoy this episode, guys. It was myself, Ben, and Aero analysing a session that we recorded about a week ago, really fun to do. I'm going to put it up as a podcast and as a YouTube video, but if you do listen to it, obviously the video component would be quite important so you can see what's happening. But yeah, if you can't watch it and listening is your only option, I hope it's engaging enough for you. So I'll leave you to it, guys. I really hope you enjoy it. This is our video from the session from last week, the snatch. Enjoy. Now we're on.
So we're
live here. So we're live on that one.
I like the camera.
And we're live on this one. Okay. So
your head looks so shiny, mate.
I just had a bath.
Get your head into that camera.
I just had a bath.
Probably trying to see my reflection.
You can see a bit more height in this one.
It's nice. A bit shorter at top.
Yeah. Just talking to the mic. Alright, boys. So here it is. So the video I sent you guys the other day.
This is it.
So this is Shaya being Shaya.
A grumpy twat, basically.
Just grumpy. I've got it all set out. So I've got each lift that Shaya's done and a few that Sarah has done as well.
I don't see that.
All right. So if I go all the way to 30 seconds. All right. So I want to try and obviously do all the lifts. So this is 87 and a half. So this is the easy one. So this is how good this technology is. So watch this. I can go frame by frame into it. So from here, set yourself up.
Stop me at the, let me get to the start.
This one, right here. Right. Okay, so from here.
Go.
You want me to get back?
Oh, right, stop. Right. Back. One more. Again. There.
Yeah. What we got?
So I know this, you're screaming in your head, so go.
Huh?
I know you're running through your head, so go on, tell me.
Analyze.
What? Tell me.
What's wrong?
What was your question? What's wrong with that? Your shoulders aren't over the bottom,
yeah, that's it. There we go. Yeah. I'm saying, is that thing is that?
So shoulders over the
bottom. See where the elbows go as the knees, but obviously our height and our mechanics are different, but
right,
the weight there, you see how that my toe there?
Yeah.
That wants to be flat.
That's super.
You can see right there, that toe's up. And the weight's more around the back of my foot. So by shifting my weight forwards, that covers, it gives me more bar coverage. The weight's loaded in the front of the mid foot.
Right.
Okay, go.
So you want me to go forward, progress forward?
Progressively. Yep. So now, you can see that now, yeah, it's now it's moved.
Okay. And now you're back over the bar.
And I'm back over the bar.
Okay, so the setup position.
That's the first pull.
Yes, this is where you get up to the... To the hang.
I want you to get to, before I even get to the hang, I want to go to the position.
So the top position.
Under the box.
No, let's go back
to the knee where the bar is covering around the knee. Now, a bit more. Slightly more. There. Now the weight there, that's sat mid foot.
I've got
vertical shins.
Yeah.
Okay, the bar's close to me.
Yeah.
Okay? I follow into where I'm at the top position before I do the hang.
So right at the top when you're fully extended through the hips.
Right.
Is this a hang
gym or
this?
This
is a hang snatch.
It's the one we
did last Saturday.
I'm just at the top there, ready to get into position. So really we can just sit and watch the lift. Watch it through, and then we can break it down.
Okay, let's watch it through. Look at that. It's so quick.
Okay, now we need to slow down.
Alright. So what do you see that we don't? Tell me now. So you want it from here?
Let me get the gun.
Yep. So just keep pushing forward.
If I miss anything, please tell me.
Yeah. Eyes.
You're out, eyes. Okay, so he's lifting the bar up and he's at the fully extended position.
Where are we?
And what do you want to do? Do you want to go down
to the hang? That's my power position there.
Yep.
Okay, there we go. So that fully... to go up, so what I want really, so my chest is open, my back's tight, I'm looking straight in front, I still have cover of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Going up, so watch the weight there, the weight's sat on the heel, then we're going to shift. That's full triple extension, ankles, knees, hips. It's a bit rushed really, because I've not taken my time to go up. I've got the jump, very nice and lovely, feet land atrociously, and then they're banged up now. So they want to be together. This foot goes back because I've got a smashed ankle, which causes all of this to be weak, so I can't really transfer as much.
So it is your left side that's
it the is problem. My left side.
So I've watched
it
this video over and over.
It is my left side that causes the problem. So this compensates is why this shoots forwards, which is why when I miss a lift that looks like a routine, it's because of that.
Right, so it's okay. All through your left hip, is it?
No, my left ankle.
No, left
how
ankle.
Long has that been giving you a jump before? Right.
About a year.
Okay.
But I've only, it's so much better than it was about 6 months ago.
Mm. All right, so that's a lift that you landed, and obviously on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, how easy was that lift?
About 7.
7?
Yeah, I'll really? Put 7, right? It was a straightforward lift.
Okay, cool. So then if I was to go, let's try the one then that you missed at the 97.5. All right, so that's the first 97.5 is 1 minute 18. All right. 1 minute 18, so we're here.
God, all right. Jaws
on. So that's exactly where I wanted it on your face, but we also changed the camera position here, so I wanted to see exactly the difference. So this is the one you missed.
Do you know what? I'd rather see that you've got a really good angle, right?
Yeah.
But it'd be a lot better if you could see it from the side.
Okay, well, the next one is the one from the side, I think. I think either this one for the second attempt or one of the 100-kilo ones we can do from the side, which you missed anyway. Okay. So I think out of all five of the lifts, you only got one. So, not including the 88.5 right. one. So, right. Yeah, you missed most of them. Your failure rate was pretty high.
Right. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so you have a 50% chance of landing it.
Well, three of them were his PB, so I mean, you know, give him credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Alright, so from this one, let's see the difference. Oh, what?
A bin.
No, there is not. You're going to have to keep doing that. So, if we take it through, hang dead, top of the knees, and then... Alright, so mind you, remember he's missed this. So,
do you think, just by looking at this now, one of the reasons you think you may have missed this is because you've extended hips too early, or you've come through too early?
For this particular lift?
Yes. Go again.
I was thinking that. Just watch this, right? So you come under, all right, but look at this. This is how I noticed it before. This one was too far forward, which means your heel's probably off the ground there.
I'm jumping forward, so again, I'm rushing.
Yeah, and at the same time, those elbows haven't extended at all.
Yeah, I've not paid attention when I rushed through.
Yeah, and this is the moment where I call the oh fuck moment, where your face just says nut. Look at that. And then straight drop. I mean, you knew pretty much halfway through. But you said you wanted me to go back. Where to?
Between the hang and the extension, I think.
Go again. Arrow, make the call.
So go forward from now.
Go forward.
Right there. So at this moment in time, between here and here, just these three frames, do you think you've extended the hips a bit too early?
So between knee and hip.
I mean, there's absolutely no extension at all right there. I'm about to go.
This will be that next minute. I just started to elevate.
And then up.
We think your hips have come through too early, in your opinion. To me,
I wouldn't say they've come through early. I think they've just not. I've not paid enough time to extend properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just gone bang.
So you're rushing.
Yeah.
Is this the first one?
This is the first one.
And this is at your PB.
No, this is 97.5,
which is a PB.
Oh, is it?
Then I guess that matters because you haven't had enough time to actually practice.
I'm under maximal weights. I'm not.
Let's have a look at the second attempt, right? So this is from the side now. We did change the angle. I knew that this would be better. So from here, up. We got to take it here.
That would look good.
Yeah. So from here, down. Right. So the feet, we can only just catch it. But I remember watching this earlier, and this was a lot better. So from here, hips, big drive. And notice how your shrug is better in this one. Your feet positioning are a lot better here. And when you land, you really drop under early. Like you really gave some, you gave it to, well, in my opinion, you really gave some on this one. Now, that left knee didn't, only just buckled there. But you held it.
But again, that's just down to the position of my feet.
Yes.
Yeah. It all comes from that left ankle, which...
But this one was a lot better. So you rectified it.
The thing is, standing up's not the problem. It'll go up.
I feel like that's one of the beauties of weightlifting. When you try something you haven't done before and you pull it the first time, more time, you miss it. And then you're like, okay.
Second time, like, you go.
Yeah, you might still miss, but you're like, I know what I need to put into this bar now.
Yeah, that's right. So, then you got the 100, all right? So, the first attempt, which one was it? 100 kg, 3 minutes 10. And errors here, just talking shit as always. Oh no, this is the second.
I guess the second time. Right. That's the one.
This is the one where you went down to your knees.
That's the one I'm most bothered about. All right. Really.
This is a good one.
The third attempt was shite because
you were tired.
I had no steam.
Yeah.
The first attempt was crap because I haven't had an attempt at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how long were you recovering? 2-3 minutes.
About 3 minutes. About,
yeah, it was alright.
Yeah, about 3 minutes, I would say. It wasn't long.
Mm-hmm.
You really just wanted to get it out. All right, so here we go. Second attempt. This was quite impressive. If you had managed to lunge it up at the end, I would have been well impressed. So, from here. So, what's going through your head here? Second attempt. Like, go through your little process.
What's going on in my head?
Yeah.
Stop being a bitch and stand it up. It's just great.
Just
wait, I mean, I'm not really thinking about much. I know the motions that I need to go through. Mm-hmm. If I sit there and think about it for 20 minutes, I will miss.
Okay. All right. So, we'll take it down to the hang.
Yeah, it's close. It's tight. It's not out in front.
Yeah. And obviously, you do this when the bar's heavier. You're always going to be cautious. So, up she comes. Feet off the ground. Beautiful. Maybe not too much extension through the hip there. Bar was close. All right, this is where the oh fuck me.
It's
left side again. All right, left side comes forward. Look where your right knee is. Comparison.
Well, it's the way that foot lands.
All right, and this is.
So the tell is there. I'm trying to find some fucking balance. My shoulders are usually the ones that cause me the biggest problem. But
you've got full lockout there.
Yeah, I've got full. But the thing is, previously it's the lockout overhead that's caused me a problem. I've spent so much time trying to hold on to that and fix the problem. Now that isn't a problem.
Right.
Mm. It's the full extension in the ankle that's giving me the shit.
And watch this, straight down to knees.
It's still sat there locked out of my head. And I'm just there like, right, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm not going to stand it
bang,
up. Done. Just sit up a bit straight and get out of it.
I thought the jump off your knees to throw the bar back was pretty impressive too. 100 kilos over your head. That's well good. But yeah, that was the missed one. But what I thought was really interesting was what I did here before and compare it to errors. So I did
before we watch this, you need to know he's technically a better lifter than me.
You think?
He's just not as strong as me.
Make sure you get that one on note, yeah?
Yeah. All right.
So there's no disagreement there.
You stretch out these knees old age and that.
Come on, man. Stop making noise on my podcast here.
Old age.
Old age, man.
Old age.
Alright, yeah, so, watch this, alright, hopefully we can see it a bit better, enlarge it, alright, so I'll get you
how'd you do that?
Magic.
There's an app to that.
Oh. Watch this, so both at the same time.
Bang. Is that bang on exactly the same?
Pretty much.
You want to slow it down?
Yeah,
slow that down, I need to see that.
Okay, so, that was just so people saw the lift. The reason why you've got the bar above your head is because you did 3 reps for this one, not just the one.
Oh, just with the three rep hangs.
Yeah.
So you've got hang power, and this is my hang snatch. But really, what I want to see there is just the extension.
All right, so you'll both come down pretty much, not identically, but one will. You go down first, and then follows. All right, so what I noticed with Aero, your stance is a bit narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously your ass sticks out a bit more.
One thing I don't like about my positioning, and I feel like it's something I've trained myself to do.
It's because you're long.
I don't particularly always just believe it's because I'm longer, because growing up, I grew up with a cue, stick your bum back.
Right.
Which now I grow up, I feel like it's a bit wrong, because I feel like that's what's developed this little arch or a back.
Bear in mind, it's squished.
It's a squished.
Yeah, no, but if you see...
I
your
feel
back's it, like a water slide in that picture.
Exactly. No, it's not that bad. But I feel it when I train. I feel it when I'm doing things like pump, and I can feel it. So at the minute, I'm trying to actively learn how to tuck, engage and tuck that way. But
I'm pretty sure in pump you're doing it on purpose anyway.
Well, so the girls can see.
Yeah. So we come through right for the lift. And I find aero really, really thrusts the hips forward.
Properly punches through.
Comes up off the ground. I mean, bloody hell, getting you off the ground must be some effort. But notice how his arms are more extended out in front.
I think the bar is just a bit too far out, though.
See, that's the thing. My problem is my actually just being patient and properly extending through. You have no problem punching through the bar. Mm. Your problem is that you go forward. Your bar goes forward.
Say it's because
it doesn't go up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But this is also the first lift. I compared this one to the first lift for you, Ben. So this one here was your best lift, obviously, because it was the lightest. But see how you drop down quite vertically, and aero is just slut dropping on core lane. I mean, that's just. That was the first thing I noticed is how different the drop was. Is like, even though you both got good range of motion through the shoulders. Ben is far more vertical and you're far more forward. Obviously, that works for you because of your levers. What's more optimal? I mean, that would obviously be dependent on the individual.
So individualistic. Mm-hmm.
But for Ben, there was one lift where I noticed before how you came under it and went behind it pretty much. And I think I compare that with the next lift with you and Aero.
Is that the 92? I think it's the 92.
It might have been, you know.
It's the 92 because I turn and I push my head through.
So let's try this one now. Okay. So
this is another set of comparisons, yeah?
Yeah. So this is the 100, actually. So this is the 100 kg that you missed. And this is, you're doing 50?
This is another 50, hang on.
So from here, bring it down. And again, bang, up. And aero drops in. And I think this might be the one that you actually buckle, Ben. But again, like, so vertical, even though that was 100. And aero still got that. What's your right foot doing there?
It looks like it's not
just turned out. It's planted. It's not just turned out.
It's facing the opposite direction.
To be fair.
It's
still on my left foot. I would... I don't think it's a problem. I would squat with my feet turned
out. Remember when I said that? Right. When I said that, and now it is.
Yeah, it's not a problem now, is it? No.
I don't think it is a problem yet, though. I think I've got more.
It wasn't good for my left shoulder. All my words. Oh, yeah, it doesn't cause me pain. It's not affecting my lifting. I'm fucked.
We'll see how it plays out. But I don't think it's a problem yet.
You don't think? You don't think it's a problem yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, put it this way.
We'll see. I haven't felt anything.
You're not lifting anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're not lifting nothing of significance. What's your AB? Like, moving. And I mean that with no disrespect.
At the minute, I'm not lifting anything. Like, we're still building up those foundations at the minute. My PB, snatch
190.
Snatch 90, clean and jerk 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who got you to the 90?
Don't start asking for
a guy called Ben.
Have you still got the video of the 90? Go down your Instagram because it's there. Look,
it's stunning. It's there.
Go get it.
I
want to see it now. This is Aero of about a year ago.
We can put this up. Send that to me, actually.
I'm going to have to get this app to download the
video. Can you do that?
That's how I make... Remember that basketball highlight?
Is it on your Instagram?
That's how you do it.
That's how I did it. Yes, my Instagram.
Oh, no, then I can record it. It's fine. I can do that.
You could do that.
Yeah, it's fine. I can do that. But I do want to see that lift.
That was like November a year ago.
You decided
you wanted to break your shoulder, and then that was it.
So, they're looking after my shoulder at the beginning of this year, that March time.
So then, if I go while you're doing that, I'll go the third one.
Get the 92 done, because that's, in my opinion, that's my best lift.
That's your best lift, in your opinion. Yeah. Okay, so the 92. 53.
Although there was some other bits with it, it was a nicer lift.
I cannot tell a lie.
53 seconds.
Give me some. I forgot we were going to get data.
What?
It's just it's been slow up here, isn't it?
It's alright, I'll find
it. We'll try and get it anyway, but worst case,
that's it. You were talking about moving the head forward. That's where I think it happens in this one.
Alright, let's have a look again. So 92 and a half. So there is freeze play there.
There it is. You got it. Yeah. But we'll let it load and make sure it can play on the show.
You can probably like put it up on my phone if we need to. So
I look how slim he looks as well.
Yeah, I've put a lot of weight, haven't I?
Oh, you do look really slim there. What is that?
That's my
that's an arrow.
Oh, look at that. Hold on. Is it going to run straight? Oh, damn it.
That is pretty good. I'll put that up. I will put that up. I'll put links up to it as well so that way people can see it.
I do remember being shaky at the bottom.
No, he's first at 1 hour out of 10.
You need to see your left foot though as well. It's sort of slightly turned up more than your right.
Seems like things have changed. It's now the right foot.
Yeah. But that's a decent lift, is that? It's good. That would be pretty useful, to be honest, for people to see that. That's good. So let's have a look at this. Right, so we're back to the 92.5 on Ben. Right, so that's a decent jump, that. Bar's nice and close. And when you get under, you're quite... This is the one where you buckle, isn't it? See how far forward your knees are? And so your left heel is off.
To be honest, you say buckle, but I wouldn't really call it a buckle.
Sorry, it's probably wrong terminology. Yeah. Don't want to offend you. Right. So, yeah, that's the first thing I noticed as well. It was like that right knee kind of came forward, which then caused you to make your left heel come off the platform. There. You see that? Right there. If we're going to be picky... This is what we're talking about, yeah. One of the first these lifts. But yeah, it was still your best lift though. Definitely still your best lift. Quite good and quite strong. That's good. Is that your one there?
Yeah, watch out for the string on top of the screen. Right. Just leave it in there.
So here, yeah, I can notice on the bottom there, you really kind of had to work yourself up there. But yeah. That's a decent lift, is that? What was that? 90?
It's a 90 on the dot. I still think keeping the bar closed even back then is a problem.
Well, remember you came from being out of practice.
That was definitely closer than the lifts that you were doing on these videos here. You definitely threw that up a lot better. Look how much leaner you are there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not even going to say it.
Right. To be fair, when was this? Oh, in February.
February this year?
Yeah, that's when I hit it.
Really? So,
is that February?
February the 2nd.
Snatched your pipe wall. I just wanted to sort of give people a bit of an idea behind this. So, why do you do these after?
It's just to perfect the triple extensions, getting it up properly.
Right, so...
Which is that power to drive it upwards vertically rather than outwards.
Vertically rather than outwards?
Yeah, it's doing that.
Okay. So that's you doing
the snatch balances, yeah?
Yeah, the snatch balances. They're quite nice, those. You did that. But then, boom.
Oh, yeah, that. That was a bit of a moment.
Okay. I don't know what you did there, but...
No, I didn't put the bar back properly, but I just pulled it. I have a tendency to pull the bar back.
Right, so from here. So I noticed a few things. You do this from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the power aspect of it?
No, it's just because my mistake is from the ground. Initially, if you make the first mistake from the ground, it's just going to fuck the whole lift.
Right. And then I notice you keep the toes on the ground as well. So you don't go full explosive on this. You purely focus on just trying to lift the bar off the ground.
Yeah, it's like full triple extension.
Yeah. Which is quite nice. You do this quite nicely, actually. So from there, and bang. High elbows. Drop like a wanker, he just drops the barbell. But yeah, that's good. Well done, guys. What do you think of this? What do you think of the video?
No, I like it.
I do like it.
Yeah, I think we should do more.
We should get a clean session in from both of us.
Cleans? When do you guys do cleans next?
We got today.
I'm doing hang snatch today.
You're doing hang snatch today?
We got clean joke tomorrow, but I may or may not be in Norman.
You are?
At Ultraflex tomorrow.
Are you going to be at Ultraflex tomorrow?
Potentially.
We can work out a time. I think that, the more and more videos we do and the more I edit them, the more we can sit down.
Next week, I've got...
What day?
Power clean and jerk next week.
What day is that?
That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday? I think because 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
I'd probably have to start training earlier. If
that's fine. You start on him and then I'll join that.
Yeah, I can do that because I'll be on shift until 2, and so I can just get the camera out. I can make all that happen first, and then when Shaya gets in, we're on.
Yeah, mm. Do that.
That works really well.
Yeah, I can save cleans for then as well.
So your analysis, guys, of this video, what do you think?
I think I need to keep the bar closer. I think we need to sort out your ankle.
Yeah. I am signing up my ankle, it's fine.
Did it help?
It's just breaking.
It's not something there, because I mean, we don't really, like, I remember playing basketball, we used to live video analysis of how the game goes, like how we attack and defend, or how we can be better, and the same principles we are even found too. We spend a lot of time analysing these snaps, even with the time we looked at me, I've noticed, as I'm building on my foundations, specifically keeping that bar close, is probably my biggest problem at the minute.
Yeah,
but we've both seen things that we both need working at the minute.
That's good, and that's what I want these analysis videos to do. And like, also what I want to do when I put this out there is I want people to view it, and then if they want to send us their videos of themselves, and we can do something like this where we analyze their videos. I think it's a good way to sort of engage with people out there, especially the members. And when I put this out there, you guys actually put it on your on your social medias and whatnot. Oh, like the last podcast we did, you guys didn't do shit.
I did. I put it on my story.
Did you? I definitely forgot.
You definitely forgot. Yeah.
People actually watched mine. My brother watched mine. This girl seen was. I'm seeing watching mine.
You're currently seeing, or the girl you were seeing
is. But people have seen it. Okay, that's only 2 people, but people have taken it.
Yeah, I think it's got 4 views, that one.
Yeah, see?
So me, you, and those 2 people.
That's a lie.
All right, that's sweet. I think don't want to make this drag on too long because, I mean, that was really good. That was short. That was concise. Mm. And you two had really, really good input.
Mm.
Thanks, boys. That was really good.
I think goodbye. I'm out of a... taking a show on this camera because I've been sitting like this.
Yeah, it's all right. I can edit that stuff out. That's all good, man. That way your ugly back isn't on there. And just your ugly face instead. So I'll put up everything up on the comments, all our links, all our Instagram followers, all that sort of stuff. And then I'll put the links up to your video as well, the one you're
doing. Yeah.
And I can make that happen.
Yeah,
all right, then, people. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You training now?
Yeah.